All around us, everyday people are doing good to help others feel better. These are their stories. This is Positive Vibes with Jenny Hansen.
Empowering young girls to be bold. That's the goal of an annual event in Portland. It's called Power of the Purse. It's for Girls Inc. of the Pacific Northwest. Now, for this week's Positive Vibes, I met up with the people behind the nonprofit's efforts to bring girls and women together for an innovative night with a long-lasting impact. And we meet with the young girls who are involved.
Angelina Pereira.
Sounds like you've been involved with Girls Inc. for several years now.
Yes.
Yeah, and so tell us about just how that happened, how that partnership came to be.
Well, when I first started my company, I know that I wanted to align myself with an organization that I really believed in. Mm-hmm. And Girls Inc. just stood out to me. I've been raised around strong, bold, smart women my entire life. So the mission statement that they have and the things that they do for these girls, I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm. And so when was the first year you designed a person?
It was in 2018.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So just last year.
Yeah. Just last year.
Yeah. And so how did that go?
It was great. You know, yeah. I called a volunteer and then they asked if I'd be one of their designers and I was like blown away. Mm-hmm. And it went really well. I connected with the girl. The organization was really easy to work with. The event was phenomenal. It was a lot of fun. And so, yeah, I'm excited to do it again with them this year.
Yeah. And then this year you designed two purses. And so how did that happen?
So they needed, they had an extra personality and they asked if I'd be willing to design another bag. And I said, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so tell us about how, cause I know that there's always like, the personality also has feedback into what goes in the person. So what was behind these two designs?
So we get together and we talk about the inspiration of the girl, mm-hmm. That we're working with and also like what the bag is going to be like the theme of the bag. And so this was really about like that strong woman. It's a briefcase. She walks in and she means business. Mm-hmm. And then white is just a really confident color. So we just thought, you know, we'd go with the briefcase style.
Yeah. And then what about the red one?
And so the red one, we love the red one because red adds a little bit of edge and boldness. And then we didn't want it to be your work bag. We want it to be something that you can use for work, for travel, for play. Mm-hmm. So this right. So we decided to go with the tote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I love it. And
thanks.
So, and have you gotten to know the girl that you were paired with? And
The first girl I met with was phenomenal, amazing, strong, bold girl. And yeah, she's here in Portland. She has an amazing family.
When you were coming up, were there organizations like this for girls? I mean, I know there was Girl Scouts probably, but I mean, as far as like, you know, with this like STEM focus and just all about confidence for girls.
Not that I remember. There was a Boys and Girls Club, mm-hmm. But I don't remember growing up there being a Girls Inc. Mm-hmm. There were fashion clubs where mostly it was girls, mm-hmm. and I was a part of that when I was in school, and I absolutely loved it, but nothing like Girls Inc.
Yeah. And what did you think of the event last year?
Oh, there was so much energy there. I mean, to watch those girls go up on stage and to deliver their message in front of hundreds of people, it's inspiring. I just feel very grateful to be a part of the organization. I love working for them. And
sounds like you might be designing for this for years to come.
Oh, absolutely. They'll have me.
Michelle Batista.
How long have you been involved with Girls Inc.?
I have been supporting Girls Inc. for years, mm-hmm. As a business, but the girls and I got involved at the same time at this level, so about a year.
Okay, and why was it something that you wanted to devote some time to?
I want the girls to feel like they have a voice, and so for me, you know, we were looking for a community organization for them. I'm very passionate about community, mm-hmm. and you know, there's Girl Scouts and Brownies, and there's all these different groups, but none of them had the moxie that I really wanted for them, mm-hmm. and I wanted them to be surrounded by people that not only inspired them, but could give them tools for a voice, and that's why I love Power of the Purse, is that they have to write a speech, they have to get on stage and say the thing, and it's all very personal, and mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they really have to own their own story, which I really like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And so, and you're a personality this year, too,
yep.
right?
Yeah.
And so, how did that all go? I mean, were you, like, nervous about, you know, because I know when I did it, I was like, oh, God, what am I, it's horrible, you know? But, I mean, how did that all go for you?
No, I love this stuff.
Yeah.
And Katie, she couldn't be here, my business partner, but so we're co-personalities together. Mm-hmm. We opened a business about a year and a half ago together. Mm-hmm. And she's supported Girls Inc. even longer than I have. Mm-hmm. So last year we had a table and we all went together and the girls got to come with us. And that was the first time they really saw the power of it and how they could move or voice their opinion or tell their own story. And so last year when Katie and I had the table, we were like, oh, it'd be so fun to be a personality. And then they reached out. We didn't ask, but they reached out. And of course we said yes. And we both come from product design.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked in footwear for so many years. I have a design consultancy still. Mm-hmm. She's at Nike full-time still. She's mm-hmm. worked in bags and equipment and accessories forever. So we were super excited.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what's the name of your company that you own together?
The Knightwood Society.
Okay. And what is that?
It's a woman-owned, led, private event space. And then we do produced events. It's over on Northeast Broadway.
Yeah.
So we do, you can book an event, gather around a table. We have a chef on staff. Mm-hmm. It's a creative incubator. We host lots of nonprofit events, just a way to reach the community in a different way.
Cool.
Meet people.
Yeah. And so, like, in this day and age, why do you think having an organization like Girls Inc. is so important for our young girls who are up and coming and, you know, about to get out there in the world on their own?
I feel like the more technology is involved in our lives, the harder it's seemingly we are more connected, but we don't have communities anymore. We talk about this a lot at the Knightwood. It's why we opened the Knightwood, because it was a tangible place for people to gather. There's a lot of digital and online communities of girls and women and people of like minds, but it's living in cyberland. And I really wanted to have something where we were all held accountable and they had to show up in person and talk to each other and mentor one another and learn from one another. And so for me, it was a community builder, and that was the most important piece of it.
Yeah, yeah. And I would imagine just like as a woman, a business owner with two daughters, I mean, while things have changed somewhat, you probably still see a lot of challenges that maybe, challenges that girls face that maybe guys don't have to face as much, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's still there. You know, they come home with stories from school still, just little things that are said or done. And, you know, we literally talk about it every day. Like, you know, you have to keep putting yourself out there. You have to insist that people hear you. You need to speak up. And we focus a lot about using your voice and making sure you're heard and not withholding. And I mean, I think that that's the key. The more that we're just talking about it and saying it out loud, eventually I'm hoping it stops. But so that's what we talk about a lot, just giving them as many tools as possible so they're heard. And this is such a great organization. We've had so much fun this year. It's been a lot of work just having two girls on Girls Council and those schedules, but they love it. I'm happy to support. I'm so excited to be a personality. And I think we're in it for the long haul.
Lucia Batista.
And you're a sixth grader?
Yeah.
Okay, and so how long have you been involved with Girls Inc.?
Well, I started this year.
This year?
In the Girls Council. And last year we went to a few of the events. So.
Okay, and then why was it something that you wanted to get involved with?
It was just like we saw it and it seemed really interesting and really fun and cool. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you could be involved in.
Yeah.
But something about it must have just like stood out to you as being different.
I really want to be a part of groups with really nice people and really cool people.
What's some of the stuff that you've gotten to do?
Well, we went to a Blazers game, and we've had a few meetings and, like, watched a movie together.
Tell us about your purse designing experience.
Well, I met them once, and, like, I told them my favorite color and what I liked and stuff, and we all shared ideas.
So. And so have you seen how it came out?
No.
And what were your ideas as far as what you would want in a purse?
Well, I told them my favorite color was burgundy red, and they agreed that that was pretty cool.
But you have to get up there on the stage and walk the runway with it?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
Excited.
Yeah? I mean, it's a big crowd. Are you nervous, or?
Yeah, I'm nervous, but probably out of all of it, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. And from what you were saying, it sounds like you went last year not as a member of Girls Inc. and you were like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And what looked so cool about it that made you want to join?
It just, it was pretty inspiring seeing everybody up there and talking and running or walking on the runway.
We find great stories like these because people like you reach out to us. If you have a story that you'd like to share, please tell us about it by emailing coinpodcasts@coin.com. And be sure to check out all of the Coin 6 podcasts by heading to coin.com/coinpodcasts or download them wherever you get your favorite podcasts.